Damn, Neil cursed, grabbing the fire extinguisher, an act more of desperation than hope. I held the starter button down hard as my friend scooted past me toward the stairs. He was going out into the maelstrom, out to fight the unfightable. The world of roiling orange surrounding us left no mistake in the outcome of what he was about to do. Then, when I wasn't even thinking of it, of surviving, the engine coughed to life, rumbling low and steady in the hull beneath. I felt it in my feet, that wonderful vibration, that incessant noise that had been maddening until we'd shut the engine down for the night after a constant run, taking shifts over the day and a half we'd traveled to this point. Sleeping with the hammering pistons transmitting their captured violence through the structure of the Sandy had been impossible. I'd begun to hate the 10-cylinder beast. Now it was the most beautiful thing I could imagine. "Hang on," I said, with a sudden and certain calm. I put the Sandy in reverse and throttled up, backing us away from the massive wall of fire, but into the smaller inferno bubbling at our stern. Flaming seawater rolled over the transom and onto the deck, sloshing forward toward the wheelhouse as Neil stood in the open door, extinguisher in hand. He yanked the pin from the handle and aimed it into the leaping flames below. A bloom of misty white filled the space behind the wheelhouse as I took us out of reverse and jammed the throttle forward. The diesel spun up, fast, screaming,